Fasten your seatbelt and turn up the radio. We're going on a road trip with legendary blues man and Wisconsin's own Howard Guitar Lutke.
Well, got me more people look around for my shoes. You know that I had them, you know, walking blues. Woke up this morning looking around for my shoes.
Glenn Moberg, you're listening to Howard Guitar Lutke playing his take on an old Robert Johnson Delta blues song, Walkin' Blues, a track which appears on his solo acoustic CD, Alone with the Blues. Johnson is just one of many people who have influenced Howard Lutke's music. In the next hour, you will hear about Travis Womack, a man known as the fastest guitar player in the South, who has played behind Aretha Franklin, Wilson Pickett, Little Richard, Mac Davis, Liza Minnelli, and many more. A man whose music influenced Howard Lutke to take a working sabbatical to the legendary Muscle Shoals studio of Alabama, where he has just completed recording his soon-to-be-released new album. Howard Guitar Lutke will also be appearing this Friday night at 7 at the Big Bull Falls Blues Festival in Wausau with his wife and bass player Deb Klossner and their band Blue Max, which has been rocking Wisconsin audiences since 1987. And Howard has brought a couple of guitars with him today. He will grace our Wisconsin Public Radio studios with some live acoustic blues later in the show.
I feel like Beaumont. When I woke up this morning, my little girl's gone. Feel like blow my, feel like blow my horn. When I woke up this morning, all I had was gone. Looks home to the ocean, ocean run to the sea. Can't find my baby, something around me now. Looks from the ocean, ocean run to the sea.
And we do want to hear from you. If you're a fan of Howard's, this is your chance to talk to him. Give us a call at 1-800-780-9742. That's 1-800-780-9742. Our lines are wide open. Or you can put a comment on the Route 51 Facebook page, and I will read it live on the air. Howard Lutke, thanks so much for being with us today.
It's my pleasure to be here today.
I am pumped.
Me too.
The Delta Blues is really the root of just about everything, isn't it?
I think so. From my scope of knowledge, as I grew up, yeah, from what I discovered,
and it's the root of the Chicago blues, which is the root of rock and roll, and that old early blues also was such a big influence on jazz music too. It's really iconic American music.
And who knows what it was in the 1800s before anything was recorded too? You know, it probably goes back farther than we would even imagine.
You're listening to the song Walkin' Blues right now. It's been recorded by many different artists. Everyone seems to have their own take on it.
I guess I was hyped up on this one. This is a little breakneck speed there, but it's fun to play that way.
Now, the music you'll be playing Friday night with Blue Max, it's the same music, but judging from the many times I've seen it, you will be turning it up to 11, and there will be thousands of people watching you.
The adrenaline should be flowing that night, yeah, and the sweat will be pouring.
And Friday night is a big night for the Bull Falls Blues Festival because they give away all those free tickets, the Chamber of Commerce.
Okay.
You usually get the biggest crowds Friday night, though the big headliner, Walter Trout, will be playing on Saturday. There does have to be a special kind of adrenaline when you perform in a live open-air festival that draws thousands of people every year.
Yeah, well, I've been waiting for this. I wait for it from year to year, you know, the festivals that we have booked. We haven't played the Big Bull Falls for about 12 years. We looked it up last night. And, though we played some of the very early ones, it's been about 12 years since we've been there.
The whole band, but you were there last year playing acoustic.
Yeah, Cadillac Pete
and
I did the tent in between shows. I've invited Cadillac Pete to set in with the band.
Cool.
Friday, and so I'm hoping he'll show up there. A few tunes.
Now, the Big Bull Falls Blues Festival, you have to be so careful the way you try to say that on the radio.
Uh-huh.
I've seen some casualties on live television. But it was started in 1991. That's 24 years ago, and that makes it Wisconsin's longest-running blues festival.
Wow. Wow. We played the, I think it was, if not the first one, we played the second one, and probably the first two or three were at that. You know, in 24 years, we've worked our way up now in 24 years. We were the opening act. Now we are the second band. And at this rate, another 25 years, we'll be headlining that show.
Well, let me go through the lineup here. This Friday, August 14th, the gates open at 4 p.m. 5 o'clock, there's the Blues Disciples. This is a Chicago-style blues band from Milwaukee. Mm-hmm. And then, Howard, you play at 7.
Yep.
And then at 9 p.m., it's the Jimmies, led by Jimmy Vogelei, who is the former piano player with Westside Andy and Mel Ford.
Okay.
And they've got a lot of brass and horns. And
we've opened up for them a couple times in the last year.
Basically a party band.
Mm-hmm.
So this will be a lot of fun on Friday. And then on Saturday, it's all day long. The gates open at noon. At 1 o'clock in the afternoon, there's Jimmy and the Band of Souls. This is a band from Minnesota with gospel influences.
Mm-hmm.
And then at 3 in the afternoon, the Danielle Nicole Band. She's a singer, songwriter, and bassist, and the 2014 Blues Music Award winner.
Oh.
And then at 5 in the afternoon, the Selwyn Birchwood Band. He's a Florida guitar player and singer. He's got an alligator release called Don't Call No Ambulance.
Saw him last year at the Northwoods Blues Festival.
What do you think of him?
I loved him.
And he plays lap steel, according
to... Yes.
And then Sonny Landreth at 7 o'clock.
Big name.
He's a slide guitar player from Bow Bridge, Louisiana. They call his style Slidico because he mixes in some Zydeco influences.
Okay.
And then, of course, 9 o'clock in the evening, Saturday night, Walter Trout, who's a monster guitarist, and he's back on tour after a life-saving liver transplant.
Yeah. A lot of people contributed to that.
So this is like his... Back Again tour, I think, is how they're promoting it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you've been playing with Blue Max since 1987.
Actually, 1982 is when
when
I first formed the band. Deb joined in 87.
In 87. All right, so it's even longer than that.
Even longer.
You grew up in central Wisconsin. You still live in Chippewa Falls?
Yep.
You ever think of moving to Los Angeles or Nashville, one of those?
Nope.
And why not?
Because I kind of like it here. It's been my home, and if I need to go someplace, I can go somewhere. But the best part of any journey is coming home.
1-800-780-9742. If you'd like to talk to Howard Guitar Lutke, he's got a new album coming out very shortly. We're going to hear something from that. And again, he's appearing at the Bull Falls Blues Festival on the Isle of Ferns in Wausau this Friday evening at 7 o'clock. Let's go to the phones. We've got Ray in Rhinelander. Ray, you're on with Howard.
Hey, Howard. It's Quicksilver.
Quicksilver, how are you doing?
Pretty good. I'm a radio host. I do Blues Friday at WXPR 91.7.
I listen to you, Ray. I listen to you.
Okay, 9 to 12. We're going to be at this festival this weekend doing an iPod live broadcast. I'll be here in the radio station on Friday night, so we're going to transfer back and forth live with that. We already worked it out with the promoters of that, so that's all taken care of. Our station manager took care of all that. And so that'll be fun because then we can... we'll have you, Howard, online, live, and... It'll just be fantastic. We're real excited about it. It's just a great thing. Briefly, what I want to say is I know Howard. We're not personal friends, but I've known him through the years at different venues and that. And no matter where he plays, he's top notch. He played at our little Oneida County Fair a couple weekends ago, and the Jimmies were there, and we brought the Jimmies and Howard there. And I'll tell you, it was just so nice. I mean, the naturalness that Howard has with his guitar, you know, it's like he could do that in his sleep. Now, you know, nobody knows what it's like to be able to play a guitar like that. Only Howard does with his style. But, you know, what's really amazing is, Howard, you're personable. You're not uppity. You can communicate with people. You're down to earth. And people like your style, and they like you and your wife, Deb. And, you know, it's just a fantastic experience. I've heard nothing but good things through the years. When Howard Guitar Lukey's in town, everybody goes, and that's it. So I just want to tell you congratulations and looking forward to the live broadcast this weekend. And you take care and good luck. I won't be there to see you Friday. I'll be there Saturday, but good luck. I already know you'll be cool.
All right. Thank you, Quicksilver. Thank you so much.
And, Ray, we've got a lot of people listening right now on 91.9 FM Wausau WLBL. And for those of you who are listening, every evening at 6 o'clock, the station changes, and we simulcast WXPR up in Rhinelander. So people who want to hear that podcast will be able to hear it right on 91.9 FM in Wausau as you're playing at 7 o'clock this coming Friday evening.
Oh, man.
So there you go. Cool. Howard, who are your biggest influences?
Well, all through my life, I've always told everybody Johnny Winter, Rory Gallagher, Alvin Lee, and I didn't mention so much the main influence, Travis Womack, because, you know, a lot of people weren't familiar with him.
I had a chance to see Johnny Winter perform with Muddy Waters in a little ski chalet in Cary, Illinois, called Harry Hopes, and that track ended up being Muddy's live album, Muddy Mississippi Waters Live, and you can't thank Johnny Winter enough for giving Muddy's long career an extra boost during those final few years of his life with those three wonderful albums that he produced. And of course, the guitar playing was fantastic.
It sure was. He was right at the height of his game during that period of time. We opened for him at Northwoods Blues Festival in Spooner last year, and that was one of the last gigs that he did in America. He did five more and then went to Europe and passed away over there.
And you mentioned Travis Womack.
Yes.
Tell me about him.
Somebody turned me on to the 45, two instrumentals called Scratchy and Firefly back when I was 11 or 12 years old, in late 64. And I've never been the same.
Here's Travis Womack. I think he was 16 years old or something when he recorded this back in 1963.
Yeah.
Credit him with creating rock and roll, according to what you told me before we went on the air here.
I stayed at his house for 21 days, and out in the guitar room, there's an extra bedroom out there, and on the wall in the guitar room, and at the cafe where he eats, and at the Alabama Hall of Fame, there's a big poster printed up by the Birmingham Record Collectors Society, and it says, quote, Travis Womack was in the right place at the right time, in the right city, with the right people to participate in the formation of the roots of rock and roll.
And he was in Sun Studios, the legendary Sun Studios in Memphis, back in the early 50s with Carl Perkins, Jerry Lee Lewis, all of those cats. He was 11 years old playing the guitar.
11 years old when he recorded his first 45 there, produced by Elvis Presley's guitar player. Scotty Moore,
great guitar player.
1955 when he did that. It's a tune called Rock and Roll Blues. Even today, there's a little confusion between rock and roll and blues. Travis wasn't confused back then.
They're one and the same, aren't they?
Yeah.
And this became kind of a mission for you when you were younger. You always wanted to play with Travis Womack, and you got your chance.
Well, I can say that I always wanted to play with him because for 40 years I thought he was a large black man, probably long dead. And only 10 years ago did I discover on the internet that he was a little white kid, 16 years of age, when he recorded those incredible instrumentals.
And he's still performing, still recording, and they call him the fastest guitar in the South.
They call him the Snake Man. He's 70 years old now. He still kills 15 deer a year, and he still catches rattlesnakes live.
Wow. And you went down to see him and record with him at the legendary Muscle Shoals studio where give me some of the people who've recorded there.
Well, it's not the actual legendary Muscle Shoals studio. That's heyday was 69 through 79. The buildings, there's two buildings. They're still there. They're not studios anymore.
But the people who went through that town to record music,
well,
and
yeah,
Travis was playing with a lot of them.
Yeah, yeah, and a lot of people lived there. I had dinner with Funky Donnie Fritz. I didn't even realize who he was. He's a movie actor with Kris Kristofferson in Star Is Born. But they all got to live somewhere. There's a lot of songwriters down there. And I got to hang out with a lot of people down there, thanks to Travis.
Tell us about how that pilgrimage came about, how you ended up in Muscle Shoals.
On my birthday of 2013, my wife said, look, Howard, here on the internet, says, you've been listening to two songs for 50 years. So Travis Womack has 13 CDs for sale. Would you like any of them? And I said, yeah, I'll take everything he's got, including the paperback book on his life story. My wife was nice enough to get that for me for my birthday. And we thought of going down there to see him. Anyway, I wrote a when they contacted us back with their schedule, they said, by the way, we have guest artists set in with us occasionally, and y'all are welcome to set in for a couple of tunes. Now, this blew my mind. If I would have went down there after 50 years searching for him, seen him play across the room, walked up and bowed at his feet and came back to Wisconsin, my life would have been complete. But to know that I was going to be able to step on stage with this guy blew my mind. So Donnie emailed back with the schedule and asked, is your husband enjoying the CDs? Deb said, you want to respond to that? I said, yeah, but it's not something I can say in a blurb on the computer. So I sat down, I wrote an old-fashioned 8-page letter to Travis and Donnie explaining my 50-year search.
And that led to the way to the recording session in Muscle Shoals with Travis Womack, which is your soon-to-be-released new album.
Yeah, this fall, sometime very soon.
Here's a track off of it. You are the first people to listen to this. Howard Guitar Lookie with Travis Womack in Muscle Shoals, Alabama.
Well, north of Chicago, in the place I call sweet home. Black ice, it ain't nice when the weather gets so cold. Then the winter blues start to get to me, and I need a change of pace. I grab my guitar, I gas up my car, I get on out of this place. I'm going down to Alabama,
Alabama,
got a Muscle Shoals,
Alabama.
I'm going down to Alabama,
Alabama,
where the singing river flows,
Alabama,
down to Alabama, place they call sweet home,
Alabama.
Now when I get down to Alabama, don't wanna do anybody no wrong. No black or white, no left or right, just people come together in song.
Howard, who are we listening to here?
That's me picking there.
That's you. You play Les Paul as your main working guitar.
Usually, yeah.
And you're singing here.
I am singing there. Yes, I'm
You've never singing. Sounded better, man. You've never sounded better.
Thank you. I did do all the singing on the album. Now everybody plays a solo. Travis Womack plays a couple.
Is this Travis?
This is Travis playing here.
Let's listen to him. Who's playing the sax?
Bad Brad on the saxophone, the Conan, the hillbilly possum destroyer from Muscle Shoals, Alabama. He played with the Temptations a couple weeks ago. This is Pearl, the guitar girl. Jan Gullett on guitar.
Great tone.
Yes, she does. And then Jim Whitehead on keyboards, formerly with Carl Perkins.
Carl Perkins, whose blue suede shoes probably did more to popularize rock and roll than anything else.
Sure, yeah. Travis is right there.
Guitar man.
Howard, so glad we got to meet and jam together, buddy.
Howard Guitar Lutke with Travis Womack, and you, dear listeners, are the first ones in the world to hear that cut off of that CD, which is soon to be released. What's the estimated time on arrival, Howard?
Well, we would hope this fall, September, or October. I hate to put an exact date because I'm always wrong.
But it's coming up in the title of it again? Is this a title cut?
The title of the album is Going Down to Alabama.
There you
go. The Muscle Shoals Sessions.
Let's go back about 20 years and listen to something that you recorded off your first album. This is a Willie Dixon standard called Seventh Son.
Seventh Son! In the whole round world there is only one I'm the one. Things to you make your heart feel glad. Look in the sky, predict the rain. Tell when a woman got another man. I'm the one. Oh, I'm the one. I'm the one, I'm the one. One they call the seventh son.
It's Howard Guitar Lutke and the Blue Max Band. Give you an idea of what you can hear live at the Big Bull Falls Blues Festival Friday night at 7 o'clock on the Isle of Ferns Park.
Yes, I am. Recorded at the legendary Wausau Studio.
You know, Willie Dixon has recorded a lot of great music, Howard, really instrumental in shaping the sound of the Chicago Blues at Chess Records. He wrote for Howlin' Wolf and Muddy Waters, played the stand-up bass behind a lot of them, and Seventh Son is just one of his many, many songs.
Yeah, it's amazing how many songs he wrote.
Yeah, when I was a reporter in Chicago, I worked for Fox News, and I had a chance to cover Willie's funeral in 1993.
Well, you are a newsman and a bluesman.
You've got it, man. You got it. It was a horse-drawn carriage. It went down Martin Luther King Drive all the way along the route. Every street corner, there were impromptu blues bands. There were people playing trombones and trumpets, backing him up. There was a stop at the Checkerboard Lounge on the south side, ended up at Operation Push headquarters.
Oh, I wish I would have been there.
I'm Glenn Moberg. We're talking to Howard Guitar Lookie on Route 51. Howard performing Friday night at the Big Bull Falls Blues Festival. And when we come back after this break, Howard and I will sit in for some acoustic blues numbers for you live in our Wisconsin Public Radio studios.
Thank you to the business sponsors who help support WPR programs, including Olbrich Botanical Gardens, Wisconsin Chamber Orchestra, and Wingris School. Play a role in the success of WPR. Go to WPR.org/sponsor. Support also comes from Christine Bremer-Moogley of the personal injury law firm Bremer & Trollope, committed to protecting the rights of accident victims throughout Wisconsin. Bremer & Trollope, because the right results matter most. Bremer-Law.com.
I'm Glenn Moberg, and we are back on Route 51 Regional Talk Radio with the great Howard Guitar Lookie, who'll be playing Friday evening at 7 o'clock at the Big Bull Falls Blues Festival on the Isle of Ferns in Wausau. I'm going to sit in with Howard for a couple of tunes, and then I'm going to get out of his way so he can cut loose. Howard, let's start with the old John Lee Hooker number. It's on your acoustic album, I'm in the Mood.
I'm in the Mood.
I'm in the mood. Oh, baby, I'm in the mood for love. I'm in the mood. I'm in the mood for love now. I'm in the mood. I'm in the mood. Ah, baby, I'm in the mood for love. Yes, yes, my baby told me, leave that girl alone. My mama, she didn't know what that girl she put down. I'm in the mood. Whoa, I'm in the mood for love. Yes, I am. I'm in the mood, I'm in the mood. Child, I'm in the mood for love.
I'll pick it for me, Glenn.
Night time, the right time, be with the one you love. But when the night time comes, baby, you so far away, leave me here in the mood.
I'm in the mood.
Yes, sir.
I'm in the mood.
I'm in the mood for love. I'm in the mood. I'm in the mood. I'm in the mood. I'm in the mood.
I'm in the mood for love.
Yes, yes, I'm in the mood, I'm in the mood. Oh, babe, I'm in the mood for love. I'm in the mood.
Howard Guitar Lutke, and Howard is putting down his old Gibson, I think that's what, a 1954? jazz box, and he's picking up his national...
Triolian.
What's the name of that?
A Triolian.
A Triolian.
Steel-bodied Triolian.
And how old is that guitar that you're playing?
It's a 1930.
All right, let's do Key to the Highway, the old big Bill Brunze tune.
Walking be most too slow now. I'm going back, back to the bottom, where I'm better known. You ain't done nothing this time to have a good man from his home. Now give me one more kiss, baby. Honey, I'll be on my way. I'm gonna roam this highway until my dying day. I got the key now, man, to the highway. Bell now, I'm bound to go. I'm gonna leave here running, child. Walking them roads too slow. I'm gonna play one time. Mississippi, honey, I must say goodbye. I'm gonna roam this highway, baby, till the day I die. Yes, I got the key, man, to the highway.
Bill's up and I'm bound to go.
Yes, I know.
It's much too slow.
Sing one more time. I got the key, man, to the highway.
Booked up and I'm bound to go.
Yes, I know.
I'm gonna leave here running.
Walking's much too slow.
I'm Glenn Moberg, Howard Guitar Lutke, live in our Wisconsin Public Radio studios. I'm going to put my guitar down and let Howard play with himself here and cut loose.
For you, baby. Woo, and then your mama and your papa ever done now. I done more for you, baby. Woo, than your mama and your papa ever done. Come on to my house, woman. Woo, baby, we can have some fun now. I bought you some false teeth, baby, so you could eat your meat and bread. Yes, I did, because I love you. I bought you some false teeth, baby, woo, so you could eat your meat and bread. You don't change your way, darling. I have to redecorate your head. Eyeballs, you look like a road map. They look in two different ways. You got your wig in one hand and your teeth in the other. Yeah, it looked as good in days now. Come on, baby. Whoa, you done tore your play hair down again. You're last seen heading down Highway 51 with a bottle of gin in your right hand. That's all right, I still got my guitar in. Back the wig I bought you, baby. Darling, give me back my one good glass eye. Now give me back the teeth that I loaned you, child. Baby, don't you ever say goodbye. And when I take back my peg leg, how are you gonna fall right down and cry? Talking about my baby, she's so nice.
Howard Guitar Lutke live in our Wisconsin Public Radio studios, and he is picking up that old Gibson guitar once again. And what are we going to hear from you this time, Howard?
A tune called Jockey Blues. Daddy was a jockey, taught me how to ride. Daddy was a jockey, taught me how to ride. Jumpin' saddle, baby, move side to side. Jumpin' saddle, baby, move side to side. You gotta do everything, keep up a boy satisfied. Ride, mama, ride. Ride, mama, ride. Ride, mama, ride. Ride, mama, ride. We'll hop on the saddle, baby, ride till the break of day. Hop on the saddle, baby, ride till the break of day. You gotta do everything that you know the poor boys say. Do everything that you know the poor boys say. Come on, ride, mama, ride. Ride, mama, ride. Ride, mama, ride. Ride, mama, ride. Come on. Well, how will the pony take the races all night long? She's a fine little pony, take the races all night long. Don't worry, baby, you know I'll ride you wrong. Don't worry, baby, you know I'll ride you wrong. Ride, mama, ride. Ride, mama, ride. Ride, mama, ride. Ride, mama, ride, baby, all night long. All night. All night. Rides so nice. Well, Daddy was a jockey, taught me how to ride. Daddy was a jockey, taught me how to ride. Jump inside of me, move from side to side. Jump inside of me, move from side to side. You gotta do everything, keep a poor boy satisfied. Do everything, keep a poor boy satisfied. Ride, mama, ride. Ride, mama, ride. Ride, mama, ride. Ride, mama, ride, baby, all night long. All night. All night. All night. Ow. Jockey. Jockey blues. Ride till I die. Thank you.
Howard Guitar Lutke live in our Wisconsin Public Radio studios on Route 51 Regional Talk Radio. I'm Glenn Moberg. We've got about 10 minutes left of the show. If you'd like to place a call and talk to Howard, the number is 1-800-780-9742. That's 1-800-780-9742. We'll be back after this short break.
Contributors to Wisconsin Public Radio include J.W. Jung Seed Company, Wollersheim Winery, and Rockweiler Insulation. You too can help ensure the future of WPR with your business sponsor. Find out more at WPR.org/sponsor. Support also comes from Wausau's Woodson Art Museum, featuring after dark photographs of North American botanical gardens, illuminated only by moonlight and flashlight, on view through August 30th. LYWAM.org.
Back on Route 51 Regional Talk Radio with Howard Guitar Lutke, who I guess was born under a bad sign.
Born under a bad sign. I've been down since I began to crawl. And if it weren't for bad luck, I wouldn't have no luck at all.
Born under a bad sign.
Hard luck, trouble. Been my only friend. Been on my own ever since I was 10. Born under a bad sign. Been down since I began to crawl. If it weren't for bad luck, I wouldn't have no kind of luck at all.
Born under a bad sign.
And once again, dear listeners, you are the very first to hear another selection from Howard Lutke's soon-to-be-released new album, recorded in Muscle Shoals with the legendary Travis Womack. Born Under a Bad Sign, classic Albert King song, but you were inspired by Rita Coolidge's version back in the 70s.
I was, yeah. It was had congas, a little bit slower than this, but it had the saxophone, the slide guitar, and I always wanted to do a song like that, and I just had the instrumentation to do it down in Muscle Shoals.
Your voice sounds great, Howard.
I get a lot of comments. People ask me, who'd you get to sing?
Yeah.
Well, no, that's me. I got to do all the singing.
Let's go to the phones right now. We have Nick in Gleason. Nick, you're on Route 51 with Howard Guitar Lutke.
Howard.
Oh.
We met a number of years ago through a close friend, Scott Lehman.
Okay.
And that's when you were living on the lake. I don't know if you still live there.
I moved back there. I live about 4 miles from Scott's place now.
Right. Well, last year I was down at Dave's Guitars down in La Crosse.
Yeah.
And I was flabbergasted when I walked in their foyer, and here's the statue of you made out of wood. Where'd that come from?
Somebody Freddie and Cindy from Wausau. Here they contracted to have that carved for my 50th birthday and surprised me with it many years ago. I kept it at my house out in Ludington. For that first summer, and nobody shot at it there or anything like that. And then Dave said he had room in his new guitar shop for guitar art, and it's been there ever since.
Oh, well, that's great. Hey, I was just curious, are you going to be at Lehman Slum Fest this fall?
I'm usually got a gig going on when other parties are going on. I'd love to be there. I go out to his cabin every once in a while.
Yeah, well, I knew you were out there last year. I didn't make it. Last year, but I was just curious if you were going to try to make it this year.
Oh, that's what that's called? Slumfest?
Slumfest, yeah,
okay.
For the slummers.
Yes, I will be there. Probably an off night. I'm coming out there.
Nick, you going to be at the Bull Falls Blues Festival Friday night?
I can't make it. I'm trying to work things out, but I don't think I'll be able to make it.
Well, look, thanks so much for the phone call. We really appreciate it.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Howard, I want to play one more cut off of that acoustic CD of yours.
Sure.
This is an old-time gospel song.
Not sure where it came from.
It's in the public domain. Lord,
look at the people, said the Lord. Look at the people, said the Lord. Look at the people. They're standing at the judgment day and they got to be tried. They're standing at the judgment day, they got to be tried. Said the Lord. See, my brother, said the Lord. See, my brother, said the Lord. See, my brother, he's standing at the judgment day and he got to be tried. He's standing at the judgment day, he got to be tried.
According to the liner notes, you're playing a 1921 Gibson L3 on this piece.
Yeah.
Tell us about that guitar and why you chose it. Said, Lord,
well, it's got a unique, very unique sound to it. I bought it off eBay. I changed my mind. The guy had it ready to ship, and then I changed my mind. I wasn't going to buy it, and he got mad at me. So I bought. Okay, I'll take it. You know, and it came there, and it doesn't have a truss rod or anything. Real high action and stuff like that. I thought, well, how am I going to play that? I'll probably have to redesign it. But when I got it in my hands, it was perfect in every way. It's just a beautiful guitar.
Be tried. They're standing at the judgment day. They gotta be tried.
You know, Howard, gospel music and blues music evolved together. The one was considered the Lord's music, the other the devil's music.
When how the Lord and the devil would work close together.
They're both emotionally powerful. They both, I think, touch the same feelings of the human spirit.
Sure, sure.
And you've got a long tradition of people who have merged the two. Sister Rosetta Tharpe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Later Ray Charles.
Yeah.
Even Elvis released a gospel album.
Yeah.
And now Marty Stewart, you know, he's a country musician, good guitar player. He released a double album called Saturday Night, Sunday Morning.
Huh.
The first side is rock and blues, and the other side is gospel, acoustic gospel.
Down in Muscle Shoals, I played with a church band down there. Everybody goes to church down there. I recorded three songs on my new album, all from the Rolling Stones' Out of Our Heads album. Have Mercy. That's How Strong My Love Is. And the last time,
which was a hit single for them,
and
that's the album that also has Satisfaction on it. Play with Fire,
Spider and the Fly.
Spider and the Fly, great blues tune. I think that's one of the Stones' best albums.
Well, apparently, I did too, because it never left my head. But That's How Strong My Love Is. I got done recording it, and then I found out that was originally a gospel tune. And then I recorded the last time, and then I learned that was originally a gospel tune.
What is next for Howard Guitar Lutke and Blue Max?
Well, next is the Bull Falls Blues Festival coming up tomorrow night, and then the hopefully very soon album release. And then the winter's coming on. We'll play up the gigs here for the rest of the summer. Then we go a little bit of a hibernation thing in the winter. We don't play quite so much in the winter as we do, but in the summer we'll hit it hard again, try to get every weekend, and I do what I can in the middle of the week with solo gigs and stuff like that. But I'll keep playing forever and ever till the day I die, as long as I'm able. I think the title of my next CD could be called Going Back to Alabama.
Howard, thanks so much for being with us. Howard Guitar Lutke will be performing this coming Friday night with the Blue Max Band, 7 o'clock at the Big Bull Falls Blues Festival. That festival takes place Friday night and all day Saturday at the Isle of Ferns Park in Wausau. Keep an eye out for Howard's soon-to-be-released new CD, and you can find out more about Howard and the Blue Max Band at howardlutke.com. I'm Glenn Moberg of Wisconsin Public Radio. Thanks to our executive producer, Rick Ryer, our on-air producer, Jane Ritger. Thanks to John Altenberg for the Route 51 theme. And thank you for riding along with us today. Forward, as we say in Wisconsin. And until next week, we're heading out of town.